Hello, everybody. Happy Pesach or happy Passover. We are coming into the very, very vital week of Nisan 10 through the 17th, which is a very, very important time on the Hebrew calendar. It's the time where we remember that God spoke to Moses and said, listen, it's time now to get the lamb. That's on the 10th of Nisan, which is April 8th tonight. And then he says on the night of Passover, which for us is going to be Saturday, April 12th, that's Nisan 14, will be the night that the lamb will be killed and its blood will be placed on the doorposts, because God is coming through to judge. Our God, our divine God, is coming through to judge the gods of Egypt and execute punishment. And then we know the following Tuesday is going to be Resurrection Tuesday, not Resurrection Sunday. It's Resurrection Tuesday on Nisan 17. That is the day that Jesus resurrected from the grave. And that will be on April 15th, which in the United States of America is Tax Day. So I know you guys are getting ready for Easter Sunday, and that's going to be on the 20th of April. That's at the end of Passover according to the Jewish calendar. The Gregorian calendar is not matching up with the Jewish calendar, the Hebrew calendar, again this year. Not a surprise, because Easter's always is always positioned after the spring equinox, the Sunday after the spring equinox. So it's a solar calendar, the Gregorian calendar, and the Hebrew calendar is a lunar calendar. So during the next few days, you're going to begin to see a full moon, which will be completely full on Passover, which is going to be on Nisan 14. So see, this is a very, very important time. It is a time where we are remembering through praying, fasting, and giving. It's also a time where God speaks in Exodus chapter 12 that for seven days we are to cleanse our homes of leaven. Your home is that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Take time to pray and fast and allow God to reset you. That's the word for this week. It's time for a reset. And so what God is doing is he's preparing your heart for a reset. And you know what? The Israelites needed that when they were called out of Egypt with outstretched arms. That's in Exodus chapter 6. That's the outstretched arms of Jesus, right? God outstretched his arms and he pulled them out of the bondage of Egypt to carry them into the promised land. And Passover is a very, very specific time for that, because it's the time that the Israelites recognize that they are to kill this lamb and put the blood on the doorposts, because now was the time that God was going to execute the very last judgment upon the gods of Egypt, which was the 10th plague. And that was that the very firstborn child would be killed. And so God wanted to protect the Israelites during that time. Now, what's so important about this, there's a few things, but in Exodus chapter 12, and this is what I want to prophetically speak to you about, is that this is a time of a reset. So there's a new strategy that God is formulating in your life. So as you're praying, fasting, and giving over the next couple of weeks, God is properly positioning you for a new strategy for the upcoming year. Remember, our Gregorian calendar turned over on January 1st, 2025, but this is God's religious calendar year. This is one of four Hebrew New Years. This is one of two of the most important. The first one happens this time here in the springtime. Exodus chapter 12, verse 2 is the verses for that. A brand new calendar where God reveals to us, this is what he always does this time of year, what must we do to leave Egypt behind and to fully step into our promised land? So this is a spiritual marker for you. This is why praying, fasting, and giving the threefold cord is really important during this time, because God is going to start revealing to you the very things that you totally need to leave behind. See, spring is a new launch, a new move forward, okay? And you know, it happens to be that it's this time of year where God says, listen, this is my first month of your of the new year. He's saying, I want you to leave behind anything that came before now, because I'm getting ready to launch you. There's a new strategy, there's a new reset. So this is a time for a reset. We can't get a reset from God until we get into that private place with Him where we begin to meditate, get in the Word of God, and that's meditate as in murmur on the Word of God. This is not a New Age term for meditation. It's a Hebrew term for the word meditate, which is ruminating on the Word of God, sitting in that private place, practicing the spiritual disciplines of praying, fasting, giving, simplifying. Some of you are going to start to go through your closets. You're going to do some spring cleaning, right? That's in essence what spring cleaning is all about. It's cleaning the leaven out of our house. It's cleaning what needs to be purged, okay? So some of you in this reset time are going to start purging. You're going to be like, I got to get rid of that, and I don't know why. And listen, I want to give you a strategy for getting rid of that thing, and you don't know why. It's because the season for that thing is over, and God wants to bless you with some new things in this new season. But He needs you to learn how to live seasonally. See, harvests are seasonal. We plant in a certain season, and then we reap a harvest in a certain season. So when we talk about purging, purge yourself for a season, okay? So what you're doing now is a reset for the next 6 months. It's getting ourselves ready for the head of the year, which will start in the month of Tishri at the end of September. Okay, that will be the second big Hebrew New Year. The other ones are smaller ones. It's a new year for trees, a new year for animals, the tithing of animals. And so those are smaller ones. The two big ones are right now and the head of the year, which comes at Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of Tishrei, which is going to be in the seventh month of the religious calendar year. Okay, and then it's called the civil calendar. It'll start on the beginning of Tishrei. Okay, so if you get my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, you're going to be able to learn about watching the moon cycles, understanding these two Hebrew New Years and the significance of them. What is the celebration for? Why are we exactly doing this? Why are you experiencing this in the spirit? You want to start throwing some stuff out. Listen, you're looking at your rooms, you're looking at your closets, you're looking at all that you have, and you're thinking to yourself, do I really need all of this? Why? Because God is instilling within you a discipline of simplicity, of solitude. He wants you to get rid of some things so you can get yourself in perfect alignment with Him for this brand new season. So it's time for a reset. And we get to experience Passover starting Saturday, April 12th. So those first 3 days there before Resurrection Tuesday. And it is that time where we remember that God loves us so much that He even supplies the unblemished lamb for us. Jesus Christ, our Passover lamb, who died on the cross for us, shed His blood, was buried, and then resurrected, that we might be saved, healed, and delivered. Come on, if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is the vital time to do it. Because not only is God causing our souls, our mind, our will, and our emotions to be convicted of various idols that we have. Listen, if you, and I'm speaking to myself here, listen, if you're hoarding things, if you're holding on too much to things, if God's trying to speak to you about stepping into new things, it's because fear of lack or depravity has held you into bondage, and God wants those fears of lack released from you right now in the name of Jesus. I declare it and decree it. Lack must come off you now. So how does one get over lack and step into provision? You got to be a giver. That's the only way to do it. You got to look at what you have and you got to give it away. So God is speaking to somebody right now. You need to be looking at what you have and you need to say, that was for that season. I'm not going to hold on to it, but I'm going to let it go because God has more for me. Until I let this go, He's not going to bring me the more that I need for the new that He's calling me to. Come on, somebody needs to write that down. See, God's not going to bring you more for the new until you get rid of the old. And so this is literally a time in the spirit through praying, fasting, and giving, through purging our homes, our souls. Remember, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's what the Apostle Paul says. His Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you. You have a brand new spirit, man. You are born again. When you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you get a deposit of His Holy Spirit. And now your soul is in a process of transformation, your mind, your will, and your emotions to be like Jesus, to be transformed like Jesus. Listen, Jesus had nowhere to lay His head. He had told the disciples, go on a journey and take nothing with you. Why is He saying that? Because He's saying, listen, God is your provider. He supplies all of your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. I am talking to somebody right now. See, God is speaking to you that He is your source. He is your provider. He is the one that when you believe in Him, Jehovah Jireh, your provider, He is the one that is going to get your mind in order so that you can leave behind yesterday and step into your future. I'm getting excited right now with you because this is my happy peace shock, also my happy Passover. It's my time where I remember that Jesus died to set me free of anything that I feel like I've got to hold on to. Come on, you don't need to hold on to anything except for Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And when you do that, you are free. Attachment to God means freedom from everything else. It means freedom from drugs, from alcohol, from sexual immorality, from lying, from manipulation, from control, from fear, depression, anxiety. Focus on God, grab a hold of God, sit under the blood of the Lamb, for He has delivered you, and now you are ready to go forward in all God has for you. So this is time for the reset. Somebody send this message out. There's people that need to know God is resetting you. Now, when He's resetting you, not only is it a time for repentance, asking for forgiveness that you've had patterns that are not going to work in this new promised land that God is taking you to, but repentance from old ways of thinking, old ways of doing things, old idols that you've held on to, old relationships, old money, old jobs, old everything. If it's old, it's got to go right now. And old means something that doesn't fit this season. Somebody needs to write that down. Old doesn't necessarily mean it's old as in, oh, this is 10 years old, I don't need it anymore. Old as in seasonal. Somebody help me. Why? Because planting is done every season. You got to plant your seed every season to reap your harvest every season. See, listen, somebody needs a mind shift here. See, we think old is just because you've held on to something for a lot of years. Listen, that thing may be way past its season. See, God births some things in certain seasons, and that requires us to say no to old things so that new things can be birthed in a new season. And I'm talking to you prophetically. God is birthing something new. He's giving you new strategies, giving you new creative ideas. He is depositing some things. You're going to have dreams, visions, phone calls, revelatory talks. You're going to have confirmations from other Christians. Other prophetic words are going to come to you. See, now is the time for favor. God gave the favor to the Israelites, so much favor that they were able to spoil the Egyptians during this time. They ran out with gold and silver and clothes, beautiful clothes, what they needed for the journey. Somebody help me out here. See, you're journeying from the old to the new, and so you need some supplies for your trip. And so my God's going to supply all of your needs, just like He supplied all of the needs of the Israelites when He yanked them out of Egypt and He took them to the promised land. So this is a very, very important time, and it's an important time to remember. This is a month of remembering. And listen, it's very important to God that we remember. Why? Because because of the curse of the fall of man, our memories are short. Our memories don't grab a hold of the essence of everything over time. Our memories decay. We can forget certain things. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. Listen, we can forget things. We can even forget emotional attachments to things. We can forget mental attachments to things. And God says, I need you to remember this every year. In Exodus chapter 12, verse 21, it says specifically that we're to do this for generations to come. Do what? Practice Pesach. Practice Passover. Now the Church of Jesus Christ will say, hey, we do this. We have our Thursday night, our Monday, Thursday dinner, where we remember the Passover that Jesus had, his Last Supper, where we remember his Last Supper, where he took communion with his followers. Okay, that's true. That's absolutely true. And then as a church, we remember Good Friday, right? What's Good Friday? That's the day the church says that Jesus died on the cross. It's not the real day, but it's the day according to the Christian calendar, which was set into play more than 2,000 years ago with the Council of Nicaea and Emperor Constantine. That's still today what the church is living off of. But I don't know about you. I thought the church was grafted into the plan of the Jews. And so the Jews recognize Exodus and the Exodus from Egypt. We, because we believe in Jesus as Yeshua Messiah, understand his last few days on the planet where he became our Passover lamb. But that is still in accordance with the right dates on the Hebrew calendar. But the Gregorian calendar and the signatures and the edicts of Constantine and the Council of Nicaea said, Thursday, we recognize the Last Supper. Friday's Good Friday. Saturday's the day of rest. And Sunday, we come into church and we do Hallelujah, Resurrection Sunday. And listen, it's a blessed and beautiful celebration. And I encourage all of you to go to church and to bless the Lord on Resurrection Sunday. However, if we set this right on the calendar, that would be Sunday the 13th of April, okay? Because this happened the beginning of Passover, okay? If you want to get straight as far as Gregorian goes. But because of the mess up and the solar equinox and all of that kind of thing, then it goes a whole week later, all right? So these are just some things. You learn that in my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. Let's get in alignment. But what is God doing this week? It is this week we need to remember that the Passover happened. And in Exodus chapter 12, verse 21, this is what the Jewish people are going to be remembering, okay? They're going to remember the Exodus from Egypt. Then those of us who believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, we're going to remember that we're exiting from our old life of sin, because we know Jesus is our Lord and Savior now, and we've confessed our sins, we've asked God for forgiveness. Jesus is our Passover lamb. He shed his blood for our deliverance from old mindsets, from sin, from Egypt, into the new promised land, okay? So it's a time of solemn assembly and rejoicing all at the same time, okay? We have solemn assembly as we remember the Last Supper, as we remember communion, as we remember, and all of these are remembering times, right? And we're to remember this for the years to come. So we've got two things to remember. We remember the Exodus, and then as believers in Jesus, we remember what Jesus had done for us, okay? Because he is our Passover lamb. Two things we're remembering, okay? So on Exodus chapter 12, verse 21, it says, Moses calls for the elders of Israel and he says to them, draw out and take a lamb according to your families. Kill the Passover lamb. And take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts. Do, do, do. What does that make? Makes a cross, okay? Right? It makes a cross. Right here. Somebody lift your hands up. Listen, you have the blood of Jesus right here, right across, okay? The blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out the door of the house until the morning. Why? Because the angel of death is going to come through. So verse 23 says, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he sees the blood upon the lintel and the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. Whew. Jesus's blood, as Yeshua Messiah, our Passover lamb, protects us from death. All right? Protects us and our families from death. Listen, maybe some of you have unsaved family members. Listen, practice Passover. Remember these scriptures, because God is passing over your house, because the Passover lamb is for everyone in the house. Okay? So God is passing over. He's allowing that enemy, the enemy of death, the angel of death, to pass over your house. All right? It's a time of deliverance. And then verse 24 says, "And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, when you come to the land which the Lord will give you accordingly as he has promised, that you shall keep this service." What is this service? This is the Passover, the Lord's Passover. That's the service we're to keep. "That you shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover." This is verse 27. "Who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they." So now listen. This is in accordance with Exodus chapter 12. It's also in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when we know that Jesus, our Passover lamb, shed his blood so that when the enemy comes for you and for your house, he must pass over when he sees the blood on the doorpost. Come on, somebody help me out in this place. You know that Jesus is our Passover lamb. He has been identified as such, and he is one who has given his life that we might have life eternal. And so we need to keep our focus on Jesus. We need to keep our focus on Jesus. He is the one who took our sins. He died on the cross. He was buried, resurrected, and he ascended. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, Apostle Paul says, "For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed." Okay? We know that we are to keep communion. What is communion? Communion is that Last Supper. We are to remember the Lord, and we are to have the cup and the bread. We're to carry the cup and have the bread. We're to drink the blood of Jesus, okay? And we're to have his bread, and unleavened bread, as a remembrance of who he is and what he has done. It is the feast of Passover. It's represented as communion, and we are to do this as well. And the Apostle Paul tells us to remember the Lord, take communion. And we remember him through communion, which is taking of the wine, okay, or the grape juice and the bread. Each time we remember that we have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. So repentance is a daily occurrence, all right? You should be repenting every day. Repentance should be a continual thing on your tongue. Listen, repentance is a gift from God. I repent all the time. When I feel out of order, when I'm seeing out of order, when I'm experiencing something out of order, I say, "Father, forgive me. I am not in alignment with you. And forgive me of my sins. Forgive me if I saw something, heard something, smelled something, tasted something. If any of my senses were around anything that is not pure, holy, and righteous. Because I am the temple of the Holy Spirit, I need cleansing right now. I need you to remove this leaven from my house. Forgive me of my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness." And then I take communion. And listen, you can take communion every day. Come on. You can have a little cracker and have some juice every day. Take it two times a day, morning and night. Take it as an act of remembrance that what Jesus did is sufficient for your salvation. Salvation as in you've been saved, healed, delivered. You have been forgiven. You've been forgiven, not only initial forgiveness because you carry the DNA of Adam and Eve, right? This is why we all need forgiveness. But beyond the original sin, we need to ask for forgiveness every day for things that we are not doing right. Now listen, Asking every day doesn't determine whether or not you're going to go to heaven if you asked today or you didn't ask today. That's not what I'm talking about, okay? That's a whole different theology there, all right? I am not talking to you about whether you lose your salvation or you keep your salvation, all right? I'm talking to you about the fact that when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, in order for you to keep your temple cleansed, which is your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, you should be practicing repentance and communion on a continual basis. There's no other way to keep in alignment with the Father than we would ask for forgiveness of our sins and that He would properly position us. Don't get all like weird on me here and be like, well, if I didn't ask for forgiveness today, I might not go to heaven. No, that's not true. Okay. It is true when you repent of your initial sin, coming to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have received a brand new spirit, which can't go back to being an old spirit. It, once the new wine skin comes, the new wine comes in it, which is His Holy Spirit. And then you go forth with the transformation of your soul that you might then learn to be transformed. Okay. So the soul is in continual transformation between the time you receive Jesus until the time you die, as in your body goes into the earth and your spirit and soul go to heaven, all right? So this transformation process, everybody has to go through, all right? Doesn't mean that you're not going to heaven if your soul has to be transformed, because everyone's soul has to be transformed, and that's a lifelong process. That's what we're repenting of, is the fact that we're coming upon periods in our life where we need, where we recognize something isn't right here. Father, forgive me. I need a reset. I need to be reset in my soul and properly positioned to receive the promises that You have for me. Come on, somebody help me. Do you know the day that Jesus resurrects, which is going to be Resurrection Tuesday, by the way, this year, that day is the day of first fruits. First fruits. He is our first fruit, and we are the brothers and sisters that come from Him. The day of first fruits is a very, very special day. It is a day where we remember the first as being holy and righteous. The first fruit is holy and righteous unto the Lord. Come on. When we die with Christ, this is in Romans 5, 6, 7, 8. We die with Christ, we're buried with Him, and we are resurrected in Him to a new life. That new life means there is a first fruit, which is holy and righteous, that is starting a chain of all other holiness and righteousness to come after it. So it's a day of first fruits. I know we celebrated first fruits in January because that's our Gregorian calendar, but that is not in accordance with the Hebrew calendar. In accordance with the Hebrew calendar, the day of first fruits is Resurrection Day, which should be Resurrection Tuesday. All right, but of course, you're going to go to church on April 20th, so that would be the day that the Christian church says is the day of first fruits or Resurrection Sunday. Now listen, rejoice. Have a Resurrection Tuesday. Have a Resurrection Sunday. It's okay. Have a bunch of resurrection days, because ultimately, don't we remember when the resurrection of Jesus on a continual basis? We cannot call ourselves Christians if we do not remember the resurrection. When we remember the resurrection, it's when we're remembering the Passover, which is communion, taking the blood or the wine and the grape juice, representative of the blood. We drink the blood and we eat the bread, representing the blood and the bread, which is the Jesus is the bread of life. This is something we should be doing all the time, continually taking it. The Apostle Paul gives instructions for communion. He says, examine yourself before you take it. What does that mean? That means take a pause. Take a time out and say, God, forgive me. Don't just randomly take communion, right? Sit and say, Lord, forgive me. Get me into alignment with You. You know, and God's going to bring some stuff to your mind. He's going to say, listen, that last conversation you had, there was a lot of pride there. I need you to confess that. Or, you know, you did this today. You know, why did you do that? See, it's an examination. God just wants you to examine your own soul without Him. That's what you're doing. You're examining what's not Him, and then you're saying, Lord, forgive me. I wasn't acting like you on that. Forgive me of my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness that I might be set on a right path with you. So what I've done today in this live is I've given you two sides of the coin, the Old Testament and the New Testament. I've given you two calendars, the Gregorian calendar and the Hebrew calendar. I've given you a lot of sets of dates. I've told you what it's time for a reset. I've told you prophetically that there are strategies from heaven that are coming to you. These strategies are seasonal. It means to get rid of one thing and God's going to start a new thing. Now, there requires an enormous amount of faith to have the seasonal shifts, okay? It means you cannot be somebody that holds on to everything, all right? And listen, I am talking to myself here too, just like I'm talking to you, okay? So I am not here giving you this revelation without my taking it to heart, all right? I got stuff I got to work on too. Anytime we try and hold on too much to something, it's because we're not really free. We're too attached to the thing that we've held on to as part of our identity. That old identity has got to go because you've been given a new identity in Christ. If anything is representative of your old identity that God is saying to you, now's the time to let it go. He's saying, get rid of that Egypt mindset. We're going to get on the mind of Christ. We're going to move toward living in the realms of the ascension, the heavenly realms. Accept your deliverance through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Just simply say, Father, I made an idol out of that thing. Like, I worship that relationship, or I worship those finances, or I worship that job, or I worship that car, or I worshiped that house, or whatever it is. And just say, Lord, I want to be set free. I want attachment to you only and nothing else. And listen, once you do that, you are forgiven. And the one who is forgiven is set free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. So let me just pray for you right now, okay? So if you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior and you're watching this video, this is the week. Happy Pesach. Jesus is your sacrifice, the lamb, the Passover lamb who shed his blood on the cross, was buried and resurrected that you might be saved, healed, redeemed, that you might be forgiven. And so, Lord, I thank you right now, whoever is watching, that if you have got anything that's stubborn that's going on in your life, it's nagging you in the thoughts, lay it down now. Say, Father, forgive me of this. Forgive me of that. Just say, forgive me. Lord, I repent of this and I repent of that. Come on, say, Lord, I want a new change of mind and a new way to go forward. Come on, I can feel the presence of the Lord right now. Just simply ask for forgiveness. And you know what Jesus said? You are forgiven. And you know what he says? I took it for you that you might be set free. He did. He became your lamb that you might be set free. So he became your Passover lamb so that you might escape the bondage of Egypt and step into the promised land. I just declare and decree your freedom and your forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. Now go take some communion. Go get a cracker. Go get some juice and declare and decree in the name of Jesus that you have remembered what Jesus has done for you. And because of this remembrance, the enemy can no longer hold you in bondage. He must let go of every tie that he has to you, every entanglement and every attachment right now in the name of Jesus. Let every bondage fall off you right now. Let you be healed in your body, spirit, soul, and body. May the resources of heaven be distributed upon you right now with active strategies and creative ideas and open doors and great favor. And may you spoil the Egyptians, every enemy handing over to you gold and silver and resources for your trip and journey. May God reset you, recharge you, rejuvenate you, restore you, revive you, and reform you, because he wants to use you in a great promise that he has for you. And that promise has been written in the scrolls of destiny before you took one breath on the earth, and God is going to bring it to pass. So somebody rejoice with me. Somebody rejoice with me. Now, come on. It's a time for praying, fasting, and giving. So go bless the Lord today. Bring him a Passover offering. This is in accordance with Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 and 17. This is three times a year you're to come before the Lord and you're to bless him with an offering. And listen, this is for generations to come. You can read this yourself, Deuteronomy 16, verses 16 and 17. This is one of those times of year. Go and bless the Lord today. Go bless a ministry that is pouring into you, that is encouraging you. Listen, you want to bless us at Candace Smith Ministries, Dream Enters International, we will receive your gift. We help pull children out of sex trafficking. We partner with other ministries that do that. That's one of the desires of our heart. We have a teaching and training ministry. We travel to do apostolic and prophetic ministry so that we can make deposits into places that need it, into dried up leaders, dried up churches, places that God is saying, listen, come and bring the prophetic word, come and bring healing, signs, miracles, and wonders. And listen, we also have a training school, a school that we can train you in these various things. Come and join us for soul transformation, or become a life coach this year. Maybe God is saying, listen, I want you to be a coach. Come on. And we got training for you right now so you can be a great discipler, so that you can disciple those in your church, so that you can have coffee with somebody and help them get out of problems. I've got tons of strategies in this material. It's more than 20 years old and has been blessing people all over the world. We've got books, we've got videos, we've got all kinds of resources, but we want to credential you and help you realize your promise as a people helper, as a minister of the Lord. And we have a plan for you to do that. So reach out to us at dreamenters.org. We've got new classes that are getting ready to start at the beginning of May. Come on, I know God is speaking to somebody who's listening right now and you're going, oh my gosh, I didn't know, I wasn't sure what school to go to, but after I'm hearing Dr. Candace talk, I'm supposed to come to the school that her and her husband are apostles over. Yep, that's exactly what you need to be doing. So sign up today at dreammentors.org and we can get you a special training and get you through our four classes. Then you can learn how to do ministry that becomes a kingdom business. Somebody help me here. See, God has a plan to bless you while you bless others, but there's a lot of things that you need to learn and put into order, and we help you do that. And then you're going to be able to help other people, not only with deliverance, but also with healing, also with mind renewal, and beginning to get out of their unstuck places so that they can step into their purpose and destiny. I'm getting really excited. Listen, happy Pesach. It's Passover. It's time to rejoice in Yeshua Messiah, for he is our Passover lamb. And this is a week of reset. Get reset in every area because your harvest is here. All right, be blessed. You're blessed and highly favored. And I will see you next week.